The Lord be with you.
And with your
spirit. Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. There was a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. She was advanced in years, having lived 7 years with her husband after her marriage, and then as a widow until she was 84. She never left the temple, but worshiped night and day with fasting and prayer. Coming forward at that very time, she gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were awaiting the redemption of Jerusalem. When they had fulfilled all the prescriptions of the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own town of Nazareth. The child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. The Gospel of the Lord. The opening prayer of the Mass speaks about Christ coming to save us from slavery. And what is slavery? The opening prayer says that of sin. One of the essential parts of the spiritual exercises is the meditation upon sin, but never separated from the mercy of God. Greatest sinners can become the greatest saints if we simply trust in his infinite mercy. So even though we finish the spiritual exercises and we go on with our meditations, all of us have to admit that we still are sinners. None of you after the exercises would raise your hand and say, "Father, I'm no longer a sinner." No one has told me that yet, and I don't think anyone will ever tell me that, because we still struggle with sin until we die. But the way for us to overcome sin is union with Christ. Christ became man, incarnation, so that we would be transformed into sons of God, as the saints say in their writings. First reading is very interesting. And St. John is speaking about, well, there are three basic enemies in our spiritual life. And they are the devil, the flesh, and the world. Those are the three enemies that we all have to confront. The devil, he plays mind games. The devil tempts us. The devil can sometimes play mind games and even manipulate our emotions a little bit. He can't get into our heart. So always be aware of we're not fighting against weak forces, but powerful forces. But God is much more powerful. Devil, the flesh, till we die, we have to battle against our fallen human nature. And either we dominate the flesh through the spirit, or the flesh humiliates the spirit. Either one or the other. So through God's grace, we can dominate the flesh. those capital sins. Gluttony, lust, greed, sloth. We can dominate them, but only with God. We try to dominate them without God, we're going to fall flat on our face. The gospel reading, talking about a widow. My mother became a widow about 15 months ago. So my dad died October 1st last year. And my mother once told me this. She said, I've been working, raising you nine kids and the grandchildren all my life. Now I just want to dedicate myself to prayer and to God. So I see a certain parallel between Anna and this other, I consider, holy widow. No? But that demands demands a lot of spiritual depth. Often we want to cling to people more than to God. And my mom called me on the phone. She said, well, I want to live a contemplative life, but everyone is going after me, no? You know, her children, her 39 grandchildren, and you know, they go after her because she's a very attractive person. A very charming person, and she attracts people. And I told her, Mom, look, you know, you're not Kermit the Hermit, okay? She would say, Kermit the Hermit does not have a permit. Okay. That's right, you don't have the permit, Kermit the Hermit, no? She said, you can't separate yourself from the world because you're not a Carthusian monk, you're not a Trappist monk, you're not a Camaldolese monk, you're not. And I told her, what? You know what to do is, you know, spend your morning in prayer, you know, your Mass and two holy hours. But then when people come to you, talk to them about God. Because they're going to come to you. And they know that the very center of your life is God. So utilize the charm that God has given to you, not for self-aggrandizement, that she would not do, but utilize it as a means by which you can evangelize your children, your grandchildren, and now your great-grandchildren too. Utilize that. So I want to go, I would really like to go deeper into this short passage with Anna. I'm working on a program now with Mary in which we can give the Marian consecration to elderly people, people in nursing homes, people that are aged, people that are sickly, people that are ailing. And because having been a priest for many years now and visiting many nursing homes and hospitals, how much suffering is wasted? You hear me?
Yes.
How much suffering is wasted? So we all have to suffer. We all have to suffer. So if we don't unite our suffering to Christ, suffering either makes us better or bitter. Okay? Either better or bitter. If we unite our suffering to Christ, that makes us a better person. But if we complain about our suffering, and we throw away our cross, and what happens is The suffering makes us a more bitter person. So it would be dishonest to say that none of us have crosses. That's not life. But the big question is, how do we carry our cross? I was talking with Father Larry the other day about this topic at lunch. And there's a passage in the Divine Diary of St. Faustina about the cross. And there are three different scenarios. There's one person that carried the cross, but very with resistance. And eventually the cross would slip out of his hands. Another one carried the cross with a lot of courage and was able to make it to the top of Calvary. And the third, it's difficult for me to say this, may say it with fear and trembling, pray for me. The third group would be those who are actually on the cross. And those are the religious and the priests. So pray for us, huh? Yeah. Those who reject the cross, those who accept it, and those who are on the cross. But you know, even despite the crosses, really feel, and I pray and hope that my Marian devotion is going deeper and deeper. Every morning I try to make a short YouTube in Spanish, and today is Saturday, I did one in honor of Mary. And I told my viewers, who's get from 300 to 1,000 viewers, is how can you love Mary better? By reading on Mary. What is the most famous book on Mary? The Glories of Mary by St. Alphonsus, which is a commentary on the Hail Holy Queen, in which St. Alphonsus takes word for word and he explains it using Old Testament, New Testament, fathers of the church, doctors of the church. St. Alphonsus says this, God, Jesus, God, is justice and mercy. Mary is pure mercy. Interesting, huh? There's no justice in Mary. Mary is pure mercy. So if we have problems with our Catholic faith, we go to Mary and we say, Hail, Holy Queen, Mother of Mercy, our life, our sweetness, and our hope. So this Mass I'll be offering for all of you and all of those who've done the exercises, those who will do the exercises, for those who are going to be entering into the Marian Consecration Program on Tuesday. I'll offer it for all of you, for your intentions. And I'm offering it, my specific intention will be this, that all of you will become great saints. Amen.